This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight? Aha! Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Sources say, and this is from Jordan Schultz of Fox Sports, sources say that Broncos star cornerback Patrick Surtain II is dealing with a pectoral injury and is expected to miss 4 to 6 weeks. No surgery is needed, but Jordan Schultz said, I am told that the reigning defensive player of the year will get a second opinion this week to confirm the timeline. So it looks like the best player for, definitely for the defense, probably overall, the best player for the Denver Broncos will not be available for them. We'll see what happens with Nico Collins and Christian Kirk. But Pat Surtain will not be there. How much does this affect the game for the Texans? I understand how good he is, and what, but specifically to the offense and what the Texans want to do, how much does Surtain being out affect that?
Anybody that's healthy for the Texans out of the game, completely out of the game in any moment. So not that they would have done that, because I don't know it would have been necessary. They just feel like their overall defensive unit, you know, has the ability to smother you. But that, I mean, that's what he brings to the table. I mean, one of, if not the best corner in football, that can do it all. That's just an absolute game changer. So I don't know that the Texans, you know, if Nico were healthy, then all of a sudden you could say, hey, how do the Texans play keep away? Do they shadow? You know, I don't know how. You know what it looks like if Nico doesn't play, so we'll see. But definitely advantage Texans. I mean, you take one of the best, yeah, if not the best corner out of the game, it's advantage Texans in a big way.
Yeah, it's a big deal. I think for other teams it'd be a bigger deal. The biggest thing is what are they going to do with these jokers up front, right? Like, I mean, and Surtain may not matter as much if, you know, Nick Bonito and Allen and those guys are pressuring C.J. Stroud as much as, like, if one of those dudes, if you told me Nick Bonito was out of this game, then that is,
yeah.
I know it may sound crazy because he's the defensive player of the year, but for the Texans and their issues, hell, I'd rather have one of those pass rushers out than Pat Surtain. Not to say you won't be able to take advantage of that, but that's the strength of Denver's defense and what the issues are for the Texans.
Well, they're not going in. At the end of the day, the Broncos, it doesn't matter who's healthy or who's not, they're not going to sit back and let you complete three, four, five yard passes on them all day.
Yeah.
I think I saw the stat earlier where C.J. Stroud had 16 completions where the ball was out in less than 2.5 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw his chart. His chart was.
Yeah, and that was a big part of that was San Francisco was willing to let him do it, right? Was willing to let him, force him to go 12 and the 12, 13, 14, 16 plays to get points, and the Texans just stayed right there in rhythm and did it and made him like it. So I don't think Denver is going to play that style of defense.
No.
They're not going to let the quarterback get rid of the ball.
They won't have that much time either. Right. Like when they're like the that time, like even with their even with it that quick, like they're probably gonna, as you said, get up there and force him to see another read.
Oh yeah. I mean, that's the thing, is they're gonna force him to make low percentage throws, and they're gonna force him to fit it in tight windows. They're not gonna give him the easy layups and free throws. They're gonna make you hold it an extra tick, and they believe that their defensive front can get there if indeed you do that. And so it's I think we're gonna see a lot of that.
Yeah. So we'll see. But Surtain, not expected to be able to go for the Broncos, not just coming up on Sunday, but for maybe 4 to 6 weeks. Speaking of that, and the Texans receivers, and we know Nico wasn't there, but Christian Kirk wasn't there either. And look, 713-572-4-16, YouTube and Twitch, you can jump in on this as well. The Texans have decided to take the L on C.J. Gardner-Johnson. Right, they moved on, took the L. Took the money, ate the money, took the L. They took the L on Cam Robinson. Ate the money, took the L. Are we in a space, or maybe it's too early, but are we in a space where maybe they should take the L on this Christian Kirk? Should they contemplate, whenever he does get back, should they contemplate moving him down on the depth chart? And I'm not necessarily saying they get rid of him like they've done with the other two, but should the plan change based off what we've seen up to this point with the emergence of guys like Noel? Hutch played better as well. I mean, you look at him, man, through three games, he's got 10 catches, 109 yards, no touchdowns. Hell, I mean, some of those guys approached that in the game on Sunday. That is something that'll be interesting to see when he comes back healthy, if they should maybe just kind of move on past him and bring him down a little further on the depth chart.
Yeah, I don't think we're there yet. I think the one guy that has the ability to move that needle that you're talking about is Jalen Noel, and he's coming. You know, I think most people are convinced that he belongs. Most people are convinced that he's not just a slot receiver. He can make plays downfield. In fact, I'll say some of his more impressive work, the punt return is really impressive, but beyond that is the mid-range to deeper, the deep pass game for C.J. Stroud. I think he's coming. I think that has a chance. That conversation has legs in a couple of weeks for sure if we see Jalen Noel continue to keep developing and keep becoming a bigger part of this offense, keep being a guy that C.J. can depend on. I think that conversation. I don't think it's gonna be crazy to have that conversation in 2 weeks. I think it's a little bit of a reach right now, but I think it's becoming more and more real.
Just don't think we've seen enough from Kirk to make that determination.
Well, I mean, Christian Kirk just brings, you know, that when he's healthy, and again, assuming that was a hamstring issue that was slowing him down a little bit this year, Ron, and that wasn't Father Time jumping on his back, and he's just not the guy, not even remotely close to the guy that he once was, and you can see Father Time on his back. Assuming he's a little closer to the Christian Kirk that we saw in Jacksonville, I don't know that Noel's there yet. He's coming. I like him. I've got confidence that he'll be there sooner rather than later. I just wouldn't be ready to make that kind of decision at this point in time. Now, the question is, can you play and beat Denver? And in that process, does Noel take another step and continue to prove, hey, man, I'm a dude. Get me to rock. You know, does he get to a point where he's playing enough and he's contributing enough and C.J. Stroud is confident enough in him to where, as a coaching staff, you look at it like, hey, man, I mean, we love Christian Kirk and he's a good player. May even be a rung above Jalen Noel, but do we want to disrupt the momentum that these guys got going right
now?
That's what's going to creep into the conversation.
Just nothing about watching Noel and Higgins, too. But especially Noel, nothing about watching him feels like, hey, he should see less action.
Oh, I agree.
You know what I mean? Like we should back it off. Or, all right, Christian Kirk has returned and now he takes, you know, a seat back in his reps.
Right now you're just
I'm jumping the gun.
I think it's a great. I mean, hell, look, Ron. I mean, everybody in Houston is going to be bringing up that conversation in 2 weeks. I mean, it's a good thought right now of like, hey man, or is this a potential? I think right now, if Christian Kirk came back, it's one of those like, damn, sorry, Noel, we just We got to put the guy that gives us the best chance to win. There. Yeah, we got to put the veteran in there. Gives and really, you look at it, you're like, hey, man, there's just a young dude that was playing some good ball, pretty promising, that you're going to limit his reps. I mean, shoot, man, 2 weeks from now, if he's still showing this kind of promise with C.J. Stroud, forget that, man. Now you're putting a lesser player on the field. You know, right now it's just, hey, man, young dude's going to get his reps cut. In 2 weeks, it's going to be hell. I mean, that's the best thing you got outside of Nico Collins, and you're going to stunt that growth.
Well, yeah. he's just winning so quickly and so often.
Yeah.
In the last couple of weeks,
great in the screen. I think where
they don't use that enough.
We don't. Yeah, I agree with you. I don't. I think the creative run scheme, the screen game. Like I think you got to lean into him more in those situations. I think he can do. His run after catch has a chance to be as good as anybody not named Nico Collins on his team. You know what I mean? Not to mention Woody Marks has that ability too. But I mean, his run after catch, in a sense of just get the ball in his hands, and he has a knack for getting the corner. He has a knack for making a guy's miss and always falling forward. So getting him touches, you know, in scheme quickly is going to be key.
YouTube and Twitch, Space Age, yes, Ron, yes. Take the L on Kirk. We have better receivers on the practice squad. That's
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Pretty aggressive. I know Jarrett Wayne caught two balls. Let's not let it get away from
us. I'm a big Wayne guy. I'm a big Wayne fan.
Frank Z, Kirk is too slow and too hurt all the time. Would love to see more Noel and Berrios this weekend. To me, you brought up Woody, and that's what it feels like to me. It's like I don't think Nick Chubb should, you know, be done and not be a part of the rotation. But you look at it and it's like, okay, again, also knowing this is an offense that is struggling to have playmakers. Yeah. And when you see that, I don't think Christian Kirk should be done because it may be an injury thing. And I think he's a veteran that can roll, but
his role should diminish a bit.
Maybe they should switch. And it seems like, For the most part, that's what's happened with Woody Marks and Nick Chubb. They haven't just pushed Nick Chubb completely to the side. He still serves his purpose, and I think Christian Kirk could too. But right now, man, we just talked about it. Those routes, those little quick routes, a lot of them worked because guys like him was winning so early and so quickly, and then he gets down the field and wins. He had the big over the top play that they had, and he's had that two weeks in a row. He did it against Seattle to set up, you know, a goal-to-goal position. He did it again on Sunday against the 49ers. It feels odd to think, all right, that Nico and Christian Kirk return,
yeah,
and it drops his snaps.
I think look, we don't have a play caller at this point that has shown the interest. I'm not going to say the ability because we don't know. He has not shown the interest in building a package around a certain player. So when you take that off the table and Noel is just going to be one of nine guys that try to catch a pass in a game, then I think it lends itself to, hey, man, we're going to play Christian Kirk. We're going to play Nico Collins.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.